Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Okay, so we're going to start off in Wuji. So that stance where we've got our feet roughly hip or shoulder width apart, if possible, having the toes facing forwards. Just unlocking your knees gently. Just allowing the thighs to relax a little bit, opening the hip quad, so around about the hip flexor muscles, just opening those, allowing your spine to elongate, just bringing your shoulders forward and just letting them swing back and having that feeling of space between the arms and the side of the body, and then just allowing the crown of the head face sky, the universe, the heavens, whatever you want to call it. Going back down to your feet, making sure that you're nice and stable on the balls of the feet. You're not too far forward on your toes and you're not too far back on your heels, but you're nice and stable. So if I was to come round and sort of push you gently from the chest or push you gently from the back, you're not going to fall one way or the other. You'd just be nice and stable. Just taking a moment just to notice how you're feeling. If you want to, you can take a few deep belly breaths, but you don't have to if that feels uncomfortable. Just taking a few breaths. And we're just going to start with some gentle tapping. Just on our head. Help if I told you where you're tapping, wouldn't it? Just some gentle tapping on the head, all over the head. Activating some of the meridians that run through here. Activating some of the blood flow as well. Just keep doing it for the moment. And then just dropping your hands down by the side of your body. Then we're just going to do a little bit of head rotation. So basically just really honestly just rotating around with your nose. So just moving your nose in a circle. Just a small circle as if you were doing it around a clock face. Just going around. It doesn't have to be a very big circle. You want to make it slightly bigger, you're welcome to do so. It just helps the neck, the vertebrae in the neck, the energy gates around the neck. So very gently coming back to center and then going in the other direction. And again, just making it starting small. And if you wish to make it a bigger circle, you're welcome to do so. But at all times, just staying within your own range of movement. And then very gently coming back to center. Then we're going to be turning the head to the left and the right a few times. We're just gently turning to the left, back to center, and then to the right. And again, just within your own range of movement. And you may notice that you're able to turn your head more one way than the other, and that's perfectly normal. Often we hold tension in one side than the other, but we're not symmetrical anyway, so even if you have no tension, you're likely to find it's a different on each side. Do one more each side and then coming back to center. I'm just going to do a little bit of a side neck stretch. So taking your left ear towards your left shoulder. And if you want to, you can put your left hand on your right shoulder to stop it creeping up towards the right ear. So just holding it down. So you've got a nice stretch now on the right side of the neck. Hopefully it's a nice stretch on the right side of the neck. Holding this for a few more seconds. Coming back to center. And just doing the same on the other side. And then coming back to center. We're going to start tapping the shoulder. So just making a little sort of a cup with your hand if you want. So to do that, you just hold your hand flat initially, palm facing down, and then just pushing your thumb just up the outside of your index finger, your forefinger, your pointy finger, whatever you want to call it, until you end up with sort of a little cup shape in your hand, palm of your hand, and just use that. Or you can use your fingertips, whatever you feel is most comfortable for you. Just tapping the shoulder. If you want to, you could hold the elbow of the tapping arm with the other hand, just to lessen the strain on the tapping arm. So you're going to the opposite shoulder. So if you're tapping your left hand, you'll be tapping on your right shoulder. And then swapping sides. So your right hand will be tapping on your left shoulder. And again, if you want to, you can hold the elbow of your right hand with your left hand. And we're going to be going down the inside of the arm and up the outside of the arm. So when you're tapping down the inside of the arm, if you can, going all the way to the fingertips. But if you can't, then just going as far down as feels comfortable for you. One more down and up. And then swapping sides and doing the same on the other side. The other arm. Down and up a few times. One more down and up. And then when you get to the top, just coming to the chest. So you're probably more likely to use your fingertips here than the old palm of your hand. Just doing a little bit of tapping across the chest, starting in the center, working your way out to the side. Under the collarbone, and then working your way down to the stomach area. Obviously, if you've just eaten, not tapping too hard. Now to the lower abdomen, and then down the inside of the legs, and then up the outside of the legs. Going down as far as you can. If you can only go down, say, to your knees, then that's fine. If you can go a bit further down to your calf, great. If you can go all the way down to your toes, then that's absolutely fine. So just as I say, going to where you can go to. Just going to do this two more times. And when you finish the second time, just rubbing the backs of your hands against your kidney area. Now we're going to be doing a very gentle twist. Just having your hands loosely by your side or your arms loosely by your side, and then just twisting your upper body. So, you can do a bigger twist if you wish. Though this is just a warm-up, so if you just want to stay with a small twist, that's absolutely fine. Well, this is a nice one, actually, for when you get up in the morning, or if you've been sitting at a computer quite a lot, just getting up and just having a little bit of movement, just with a twist. And coming back gently to centre. Now we're just going to do a few arm movements and then we'll move to the hips and the legs. So with the arms, we're just going to take our arms out to the side, overhead, and then down in front of our bodies. So our arms are going out to the side, overhead, and then down in front. And two more. And when you finish doing that, we're going to reverse the movement. So we're going to be coming up in front of our body, overhead, and then down the side. In front of the body, overhead, down the side. can't reach all the way overhead and just going as high as you can. If you find out to the side, just really bending your elbows a little bit and reducing the amount of pressure on your shoulders. Doing one more. And just noticing how that feels on your shoulders. Now we're going to be doing some hip circles. So bringing your feet in together, putting your fingers of your hands on the outside of your knees, just above your knee and the outside, and your thumb goes across the top of your knee and holds on the inside. And just doing some very gentle, small knee circles. Just doing it one way a few times. Coming back to center and then doing it the other way. And coming back to center, straightening up and then opening your feet a little bit so you're back in Wuji. For the ankles, you've got two choices. You can either take your foot right off the floor and then just do some ankle circles one way and the other, or if you want to, you can keep your toes on the floor and just do a circle around your ankle around your toes. Doing one direction, needs to be having a chair or a wall or a kitchen bench or something to hold on to if you need it, and then doing the other direction. And then putting your foot down on the floor, just gaining balance, and then lifting the other foot up or keeping just raising the heel, and then just do a few ankle circles one way and then the other way. Okay, just going to do a few little toe scrunches. So just, if you've got shoes on and slippers on, that's fine. You should still be able to do it, hopefully. It's literally scrunching your toes up, because we don't do much with our toes, even though they do a lot in terms of balance for us. If we walk, we rely on our toes. Just doing a few little scrunches. And then just flattening your feet out. And noticing how you're feeling. Hopefully a little bit warmer, maybe a bit more flexible. Okay, so we're going to start with this little set of three playing with chi. So we're going to be lifting the chi, circulating the chi, and then releasing the chi. So the palms move in the direction of travel for each of these exercises. So you'll probably be turning your hands over, so the palm will be moving one way or the other. So we're going to start with our hands by our arms by our sides, and turn our hands so that the palms are facing forwards. And then we're going to bring your hands up towards your shoulders, but they're not touching the shoulders, unless you wish to touch, just to make a note of where you are, that proprioception, so you know where you are in space, as it were. And then we're going to turn the hands again, so the hands are now facing forwards and pushing downwards. So turn the hands so they're facing forwards, bringing them up towards the shoulder. Then obviously facing the shoulder, turning them out so they're facing forwards again and pushing down. So just a couple more like this. So turning your hands so they're facing forwards, bringing them up to the shoulders, turning them around and pushing them down. We'll do one more like this and then I'll introduce the breath. Turning them out so they're facing forwards, up towards the shoulders, turning them when you get towards the shoulders and pushing forwards. If you want to add the breath, it's inhale as you come up and then turn your hands and exhale as you push down. Turn the hands at the bottom, inhale coming up towards the shoulders and the hands at the top, exhale pushing down. Just want to do two more in time with your own breath if you're following the breath. Then when you finish the last one, just pause at the bottom for a couple of breaths. Now we're going to be circulating the chi. So this is across the body. So we're going to have the left hand initially heading towards the right cheek. So we're going to just bring the left hand up towards the right cheek, and the palm will be facing, sort of going towards the right side. And then we'll face the right cheek. If you want to touch it, you're welcome to do so. Then you're going to turn your hand when you get to the cheek, and then push it back down to the starting position. And we're going to do the same on the other side. So right hand towards left cheek. You get to the top, turn it, and then push it back down to the starting position. Left hand towards right cheek. Turn at the top, push back down. Right hand towards left cheek. Turn at the top. Push back down. Just doing one more like this, and then we'll introduce the breath. So coming up towards the right cheek, turning your hand, pushing it down, hand coming up towards the left cheek, turning around and pushing it back down. The breath is inhale up and exhale down. So inhale as you bring your hand up towards your cheek, turning your hand out, and exhale, pushing down. Inhale, coming up towards the cheek. Exhale, pushing down. I'll run through that one more time. You can do a couple of times with your own breath. Inhale, up to the cheek. Exhale, down. Inhale, up to the cheek. Exhale, down. So I'll do a few more in time with your own breath. Doing one more on each side. And pausing at the bottom for a few breaths. And just noticing whatever's arising. And the last one is releasing the chi. So we've lifted the chi, we've lifted the energy, circulated it throughout the body, and we're going to release any excess chi. And this is one of the exercises. There are many exercises to release the chi. There are also many exercises to lift it and circulate it, but this is a particular one for this little effect. So again, it's going to be across the body. You're going to be crossing your hands over, and you're going to be doing it simultaneously. So we're going to be, again, so it'll be left hand towards right shoulder, sorry, towards right, no, towards right shoulder, and right hand towards left shoulder. And you'll be crossing your arms halfway to about wrist level. So inhale up, crossing your arms. So your palms are facing the shoulders. And then when you get to the top, if it's comfortable, turning your hands out and pushing down. Coming up, just bringing your hands towards your shoulders, turning them out and pushing them down. And it doesn't matter when you bring their hands up, when you do the crossing over of the wrists or the forearms, it doesn't matter which arm is on top, because you're likely to swap, and if you don't, that's fine. So we're bringing it up towards the shoulders, turning our hands and pushing them down. So if you want to add the breath, it's inhale as you come up, and exhale as you push down. Inhale as you come up. Turning your hands. Exhale as you push down. Just doing a few more in time with your own breath. And do one more. And then just pausing at the bottom. So if you were new to Qigong or you thought, actually, I quite like to do a few Qigong moves, that would be a really nice one to learn because you only got a set of three. They're very easy to learn. So that can be incorporated in your day. You could do it when you get up. You can do it partway through the day. I know that I also teach outside of VI Talk, and some of my students actually do it at the end of the day, just before they go to bed. It's a really nice little step to learn. So we're going to do some mixed shibashi. So shibashi just means 18. It's one of the more modern sets. It was, I was going to say invented, maybe that's not quite the right word, but put together by Professor Lau Lin Haoshen, a traditional Chinese medicine doctor, who put this set together. So he did the first set in 1979, or it was released in 1979, but the moves are based on ancient exercises. So he's got 10 sets in total, but they're based on some very ancient exercises. So we're going to do probably 9 or 10 this evening, and then we can do some more next month. So we're going to start at the commencement, because it's a pretty good place to start, really. So with this, we're back in Wuji. So find that nice stance that we started with. Just taking a moment or two just to settle into that stance. Balancing yourself, making sure you're grounded, making sure you're grounded through the earth, through your feet, and connected through the crown of your head to the heavens or the skies. You've got that connection between both energy areas. So we're going to be starting just lifting our hands up in front of the body. So the arms are raising up in front of the body, the palms facing down. You're not overextending the arms. So there's a little bit of bend in the elbow still. And your arms are probably coming up to about chest level. And then you're going to push them gently back down to the starting position. Then very gently allowing them to rise up to about chest level, and then pushing them back down. This is a water exercise. So, and that's quite a nice analogy, is maybe thinking of a piece of wood floating in the river or a pond. And as your hands rise up, the wood rising up to the top of the water and your hands are on top, and you're very gently pushing the wood back down into the water. Just doing one more, and I'll add the breath in. Pushing down. So it's inhale as you come up. And exhale as you push down. Inhale as you come up. And exhale as you push down. Just seeing some in time with your own breath. And just making this next one the last one. And then just pausing for a few breaths when you get to the bottom. And now we're holding the ball in front of the shoulder. And although I said this was a relatively modern set, the fact that it is made up of ancient exercises, or exercises that have been used for generations, there are many variations. The variation I was taught was actually that the ball in question is a pearl in the palm of your hand. So we're going to be bringing the left arm, just lifting it up towards chest level, out in front of you. So you're extending your arm. Your elbows aren't fully locked. And then you're just going to be bringing it back down again. And then we're going to be doing the same with the right arm. Bringing it up so the arm is extending, but not fully extending out in front of the body to about chest level. And then bringing it back down again. Back to the left hand, bringing that up. And bringing it down. So the palm is facing upwards. And it remains facing the same direction as you bring it back down. So you're not turning your hand at all. Bring your arm up and then taking it down. Through the other side. If you want to add the breath, it's inhale up and exhale down. Inhale up and exhale down. Just keep repeating the, if you want to add the breath, doing each hand, inhale up, exhale down, just for a few rounds. Just doing one more on each side. I'm pausing at the bottom. So our next one is scooping from the sea and viewing the sky. So with this one, you'll actually be in front stance, if that's possible. If anybody's actually sitting, anybody's listening to this and sitting, with the first couple of exercises that we've just done, your ankles can be directly underneath your knees, so you can stack them. If you're doing something like this where you're bending forwards, I would take your feet or at least one foot further out, so you give you a bit of stability, or taking both feet slightly further out. So your knees and your ankles aren't stacked upon each other. The ankles are further forwards from the knee. So for those of you who are standing, bow stance is turning one foot. I'm going to be turning my right foot out roughly 45 degrees. So your toes are about 45 degrees. And the left foot taking literally one step forwards. And then just twisting your body slightly so you're facing the front. Now be very careful with your lower back with this particular exercise because it can cause overarching. I have some lower back problems, so I make sure I remain quite upright with doing this, and that's how I'll be talking it through with you now. But so don't try and overarch when you come up. You are going to be standing in the sea at a roughly about knee level, if you can get down to your knees. If you can only get down to your thighs, then that's how high you are standing in the sea, or you know, how high the sea is around you. So you're going to be taking your hands out to the side, palms facing down, and you're going to be going down towards your knee or your thighs, the front of the front leg, and you're going to be putting one hand on top of the other, doesn't matter which one, and you'll be bringing your hands up, your body up towards your chest. As you get to up a bit of your chest or your chin, just start turning your hands down and then out and then twisting them over. So your palms are now facing upwards. You don't have to go all the way over your head. You can just go in front of your head or just above your head. So don't overstretch your arms. Turn your head up to look at the sky as you split your hands apart and bring them down the side. Taking them down again towards your front knee. Scooping your C, bringing it back up. Twisting your hands over so the palms are facing upwards. to looking at the hands, then pulling them apart and viewing the sky. Back down to the starting position. Bringing them back up, scooping your C, turning them over, opening your hands and viewing the sky, and then coming back down. If you want to add the breath with this one, it's inhale as you come up, and then exhale as you bring your hands down the side. Inhale as you come up. Exhale as you bring your hands down the side. Just doing two more on this side. And then we're going to stow back into Ruji, and we're going to swap sides, swap our feet over. So the left foot will now turn out about 45 degrees with the toes, and the right foot will take one step forward, and then just turning your body just slightly, so there's a slight twist around your sort of hip area, your groin area, and doing the facing forwards. And you're going to be taking your hands down towards your front knee or your thigh, scooping up your C, coming up, twisting your hands over and viewing your sky, just that your hands apart. Hands coming up. Opening them up, twisting apart. So if we want to add the breath, it's inhale up as we scoop. Exhale as we bring our hands down the side. Inhale up, exhale down. Doing a few more in time with your own breath. You've been very careful with your back. Making your next move, the last one. And when you come back, when you finish that, coming back into Ruji. Now we're broadening the chest. So we're going to be starting with our palms facing our thighs. And our palms are going to remain roughly body width apart as we come up and go down with this exercise. So you're going to have your palms stay roughly body width apart, facing your thighs, and then just bringing them up. So you're only literally to start with, you're going to have your just moving your forearms. So your elbow and your upper arms are going to be staying by your side as you just bring your forearms and your hands up to about chest level, and then taking the whole arm out to the side, bringing it back in towards the center. When it gets to about body width apart, turning your hands down, your palms are facing down, and then just pushing down to the starting position. So start with your hands facing your palms facing your thigh. Bringing your forearms and your hands up towards the chest, about chest level, and taking them out to the side. Coming back in towards the body. Turning your hands down and pushing them down to the starting position. Put a few more before we add the breath. Bring your hands, your forearms and your hands up towards chest level. Full arm out to the side, coming back in towards the body, turning your hands over and pushing them down. So palms, hands coming up towards the chest, then out to the side, going back in towards the center, turning your hands down and pushing them down. So if you want to add the breath, it's inhale up and out, exhale in and down. Inhale up and out, exhale in and down. Just doing a few more in time with your own breath. And making your next one your last one. Just pausing for a few rounds of breath. Now returning to gaze at the moon, and the archaic, the old name for this was the doe-eyed cow turns to gaze at the moon. So the way I was taught it with my hands were the cow's horns, and they always remain about body width apart when we move. So we're going to be starting with a similar position to broadening the chest. The palms are going to be facing the thighs, and then we're going to be moving. So I'm going to move to my right side. We're going to be moving the hands like this and twisting the body at the same time. So our hands are sort of heading up away from the body. There's a slight twist in the body, and but you know, try not to overextend it while just extending your arms as far as it will go. And then we're coming back down to the starting position. Then your cow have a mouthful of food, and you're going to go the other side now. We're moving to the left side. And you're turning to gaze at the moon at the same time as the cow is gazing at the moon. Coming back to the center. Moving to the right side. Your hands are moving up to the side, and out to the side and slightly up. Going to like more of a diagonal position. And then coming back to center. Moving to the other side. And coming back to center. So if you want to add the breath in, it's inhale as you come up and exhale as you come down. Inhale as you come up and exhale down. Inhale up and exhale down. Inhale up. Exhale down. Just doing a few more rounds at time of your own breath. Doing one more on each side. And pausing at the bottom, just for a few rounds of breath. And again, just noticing whatever's arising. We've been doing a few rounds or a few exercises, so you might start to notice tingling or temperature change. And just noticing what's going on in your body. Next, we're punching with outstretched arms. So this one can be done either in Wuji, or you can do it in horse riding, which is double Wuji width. So you can either take a step out yourself, or one way to find roughly what double horse riding or double Wuji is turning your toes out to the side as far as they go, and then just bringing your heels in line with your toes. If that doesn't feel comfortable, you want to be a little bit wider apart, then you're welcome to do so. I always find I like to be a little bit wider apart. And then just settling in. So there's likely to be more bend in the knee in horse riding than in Wuji. But, and obviously if you're seated, it doesn't, you're not going to be going into horse riding anyway. You're just going to remain in Wuji. Well, not even in Wuji. You're just going to remain either with your feet slightly further forwards, or your ankles can be stacked underneath your knees for these next few exercises. So with punching with outstretched arms, what we're going to be doing is having our hands in a loose fist, and then just sort of bringing them into that little sort of indentation around the waist area, sort of just above the hips and just below the bottom of the rib cage. So the palm, you've got the hands in the loose fist, but the palms are sort of facing upwards. And you're going to punch one hand forward. It's not an aggressive punch, but you're going to move one hand forward in front of the body, not quite extending the arm fully, but just having a little bit of unlock of the elbow. Then you're going to turn the hand over, then turn it back upwards, and then bringing the hand back to the body. So pushing the other, punching the other hand forwards, turning the hand over, bringing it back up, and coming back into the starting position. Pushing the left hand forwards, turning the hand over, bringing it back up, and coming back to the starting position. I mean, you may have actually started with your other hand, and that doesn't matter. I've just said left because that's the one I started with. So doing the same with the right hand. Pushing forwards, turning over, hand over, bringing it back up, and then coming to the starting position. So to add the breath, it is inhale as you push forwards, turn the hand over, turning it back, and then exhale as you come back in. Inhale as you push forwards, turning the hand one way and then the other, and then coming back in. Inhale, pushing forwards, turning your hand over, bringing it back up, coming back to starting. So just repeating this a few times on each side in time with your own breath. Doing one more on each side. And then if you're in horse riding, coming back up to Wuji. A couple of rounds of breath. Now we're doing painting rainbow. So this is quite heavy on the shoulders. So if when we're doing it, you find your shoulders are starting to ache, then pause, bring your hands down, shrugging your shoulders towards your ears. Then you can either continue or you can stop depending on what your shoulders are feeling like. So we're going to be starting with our palms facing our thighs again, bringing our hands out in front of our body, right in front of our body, up towards the chest level, and then up towards the head, just overhead. You're not going to be going all the way over the head. You're just having them just overhead. If you can't get that high and you want to just go as far as you're just in front of your head, that's absolutely fine. So we're going to be painting, one arm will paint, and at the same time, the other arm will stretch over the head. So I'll talk you through that. So I'm going to be painting with my right arm. So my right arm will paint. It's if I'm painting a rainbow. So it's coming down almost like a half arc. And at the same time, my left hand will come over or in front of, depending where your hand is, over my head until I feel a stretch down my left side. And then I'll come back up to the center. And I'll do the same on the other side. So I'll paint with my left hand and my right hand will come over my head or in front of my head, depending on where your hands are, until there's a stretch on that side and back up to the center. Painting again on the other side with the right hand, left hand stretching overhead, back up to center. Painting with the left hand, right hand overhead, back up to center. Just do a couple more times with this and then we'll introduce the breath. We'll do one more on each side and then we'll do the breath. The breath is exhale as you paint. Inhale as you come back to center. Exhale as you paint. Inhale as you come back to center. Testing a few more in time with your own breath. And one more on each side. And bring your hands down, palms facing down in front of your body. And as it is quite a heavy one on the shoulders, just maybe rolling your shoulders a few times forwards and backwards, or taking your shoulders towards your ears and then just letting them drop. So doing that a few times if your shoulders are aching. And then just pausing. So now we're twisting the waist and pulling and pushing the palms. So historically, this is done in horse riding. If you feel more comfortable doing it in Muji, that's absolutely fine. I'm going to be going into horse riding. And you're going to be handling your hands again in loose fists. Again, placing them sort of around about the waist level, so where the indentation is, above your hips and just below your ribcage, bottom of your ribcage, with your palms sort of facing upwards. And with this one, it's a two-stage movement, so the hands are moving separately. So we're going to be opening our left hand, or I'm going to be opening my left hand. I'm going to be brushing it, so the palm of my left hand will be facing my right side, and the side of my thumb will be pushing over my stomach. And at the same time, my right arm will be pulling back, and then coming back to center. So we're now with both fists in starting positions. Now the right hand will open and the palm will face the left side, and you'll be pushing the thumb against the stomach as you push it towards the left side, and at the same time pulling the left elbow back slightly. And then coming back to center. So you have both fists in that starting position. opening your left hand, brushing the thumb against your stomach as you push it over towards your right side, and at the same time pulling your right elbow back and coming back to center. So this hand will still, the hand that was moving, the hand that was open, will still be dragging across the stomach. And then coming back to two fists, opening your right hand, pushing it across the stomach. The left hand will pull back, and then coming back to that central position. So pushing with your open palm towards the opposite side, so pulling the opposite arm back a bit, and then coming back to center. The opposite elbow, I should say, rather than the arm, but still pulls the arm still back. Just keeping repeating this a couple of times. Opening the palm, pushing it across, pushing the thumb across the stomach. Pulling the other elbow back, and then back to center. If you want to add the breath, it is inhale as you push your hand across your stomach, and exhale as you come back to center. Inhale as you push your hand across your stomach, and exhale as you come back to center. Inhale, pushing your hand across the stomach, pulling the elbow back at the same time. Exhale, coming back to center. Just doing that a few times, in time with your own breath. One more on each side. Just going back to center. If you are in horse riding, coming back into Wuji. And the final one in this sort of half mixed set of Shibashi is the flying goose. So for this one, we're going to be taking our arms out laterally, so out to the side, palms facing down. And then you can just take your hands back down to the side as if they're wings, and then bringing them back up the side and then down the side. So out laterally, and then bringing them back down to the starting position, or you can slightly cross your body if you want to. And when you're taking your hands out to the side, you don't want your arms going too high, so you don't want them really going above shoulder level, otherwise it risks bringing your shoulders up towards your ears and causing tension in your shoulders. So inhale up, exhale down. Inhale up, exhale down. Just doing a few more in time with your own breath. Doing one more. And just pausing at the bottom, just noticing whatever's arising. So we have run out of time, so I will do the lung one for next month. And I said, if we didn't run out of time, I'd do a long one, but we'll do the long one for next month. So I'd just like to thank you all this evening. I hope you've all enjoyed yourselves, and I hope you've all enjoyed this particular session.